From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Robert Siegel, and now your letters. Friday was the last day of confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor. I interviewed Senator Jeff Sessions, the ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee. He said he's troubled by Sotomayor's nomination and, in particular, speeches that she's made suggesting that a judge's background and life experience could affect the facts that she chose to see as a judge.
Meg Bourbonnier of New London, New Hampshire, summed up what we heard from a lot of you, that we didn't push Senator Sessions hard enough. I liked the way you tried to get him to consider how growing up can influence your adult life decisions, she writes. I was, however, disappointed that you didn't ask the senator about how Judge Sotomayor's judicial decisions compare to his perception that she would be biased. Bourbonnier adds, I thought that would be a stumper.
Well, now to lighter fare.
Yeah, that's what's for dinner. Right there. That's what's for dinner, baby.
That is Sergeant First Class Brad Turner, star of Grill Sergeants, a cooking show on the Pentagon Channel. Our story brought back some memories for Christy Munden of Los Angeles.
She writes, I'm an Army brat, and it reminded me of my departed father, Lieutenant Colonel Frank Plenser. The good humor, camaraderie, and sense of fun displayed by the grill sergeant were surely a part of the military culture. Though he was certainly no cook, he loved participating in many of the enjoyable aspects of military life, including theater, picnics, broadcasting, etc.
However, Catherine Ray of Sebastian, Florida, pointed out a small recipe problem. North Africans listening to your program must have cringed in unison with me when the military chef said that part of the Indian meal he was preparing would include couscous. He needs to go back to cooking school or look at an atlas. Couscous is not Indian, it is North African.
Well, our reporter Mary Louise Kelly tells us that in the full episode that included couscous, the chef actually did say that couscous was not Indian, but it is widely eaten there. It is a legacy of Moorish influence.
Well, we'd like to hear from you about couscous or whatever. Please write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us.